Didn't I tell the story about me making cookies and how trashy my box cookie cooking was before? And I'm not sure, did I on the in a prior podcast? Do you know?
Yeah, I think you did.
Okay, so I talked about it twice. And then I realized most of us spend our lives just saying the same things over and over and over again. At least I can speak for my family. They all tell the same stories over and over. And even if they're different people and different circumstances and different days, and involve maybe some different players. Still the same stories.
Perhaps one must just be truly sage to realize this.
No, I think what one realizes is that we just mostly just kind of form patterns in our lives, and I think we just cycle in those same freaking patterns over and over again. So, quite honestly, if...
Well, it's like what I think about all the time. Life is doing the dishes.
It's not just ruined, it's me. Big Fatty, online!
Most of us spend our lives just saying the same things over and over and over again.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1484 of the BFO for Thursday, the 3rd of October 2013. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Little show, y'all. I have got a list here today, and we've got voice letters, and can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Fatty, we've heard you say it many times before. Hello, repeaters. Big Fatty, y'all, you are repeaters today, because, you know, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from the How to Do Pancakes. That's Calvin and JR, and y'all, I'm hoping there may be a voice letter from them here soon. We don't have one today, but y'all, this past weekend was the Folsom Street fair out there in the San Francisco. So nice that they named it twice. Y'all, I understand from looking at the Twitty that they went and attended some of the festivities, and maybe they'll call in and send an e-letter or something and let us know how it was. You know, Miss Kim Beaver, she attended that with them for the previous two years, but y'all, she said, no, I'm not going this year. They're not allowing nudity. Be ready. But anyway, y'all, good day in the coal mine. Again, a busy week. Busy, biggie, Freddy. But y'all, I got in the mail today. Y'all, I got my tax bill for the Ford Escape. And y'all, I was gonna go over here and look and see how much I paid last year for my taxes. You know what? Did I pay the taxes? I may have paid the taxes. That may have been on the... This may be the first time I've paid the taxes on the Ford Escape. Because last year, I still had... Well, it this time... No. Big Fatty. I bought the Ford Escape in March of 2012, so yes, I would have paid the taxes last year. So let's just go back and see what I paid last year as far as the taxes go. $15,000. Big Fatty, I think you're looking at the wrong thing. No, I'm looking at the wrong year is what I'm... No, I'm not. let's just see here. It looks like I paid $368 and 64 cents. So it has gone down a little bit, and that's good to know. It's $316.03 this year. So we'll be in the $200 range next year, because you know the value of your car goes down every year. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is the new Grin Doctor, because y'all, I've seen that Sata 69 bitching about it. Bitching about it. And y'all, quite frankly, Big Fatty, the jury's still out, so to speak, with Big Fatty. Because y'all, the pictures are larger, so that's a good thing. But y'all, I'm trying to figure... I'm trying to figure a good bit of it out still, and I'm not 100% sure how it works, but it seems to be a little more it seems to be a little more accurate. Maybe that's the right word. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, I haven't gotten any messages on it, so I'm not sure if it's working properly. Big Freddy, I think it's working just fine. Nobody loves you. Well, maybe that's it. But anyway, y'all, did you notice over there at the BFO yesterday? I guess Tuesday. The artwork from the BFO calendar, y'all. It was the trick or treat, speaking of the grin, Dr. Big Fatty could use a trick. Big Fatty, please. But anyway, if you didn't see the artwork, go on over there, and y'all. I'm just gonna let you know there's a very special day coming up on the. Let's just see here now. On the 25th of October, y'all, there's a very special day coming up, and we'll tell you more about that as the time gets closer. Yes, Big Fatty. Been catching up on little shows, and one of the little shows has returned, y'all. It's risen from the dead. Risen from the dead, y'all. It's like the phoenix. It's just risen from the dead, and y'all, the Daily Purge with a Jesus and the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network. Y'all, that'd be Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo. Yes, Big Freddy. They used to do that little show way back, and y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, they're trying not to cuss on it. And y'all, there were so many beeps on there, you'd think that the Vons, yo, was backing up or something. Big Freddy, you're going to get in trouble. But y'all, it was nice to hear their tones once again, and again, I'm still trying to catch up on a little shows. But y'all, if you unsubscribe from the Daily Purge, go on back over there and subscribe again, and give them a listen. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll do it, and you know, Big Fatty, you have done your part to keep their memory alive every time you play the voice letter song like this.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh,
hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Gavin. I'm calling to explain how to adjust your settings on the podcast app. First, open the podcast app. And unfortunately, you're going to have to do this with every single podcast separately. You can't do it all together. Click on the podcast you want to adjust. At the top right-hand side, you'll see, you'll see something that says settings. Click the settings, okay? Then you want to tap on the line that says episodes to keep. Change that to all played. That's what you want to keep. And then click done. That should fix that for you. And then the next time you sync your phone, all the other ones should be gone. And you should click subscribe to all of them if you're subscribed to them. and then you don't have to plug it into your computer. You can just hit the little arrow thingy, circle thingy, and that will update all your podcasts over Wi-Fi. Okay? Bye. Hope that helped.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is Gavin. You know, he's the host of Stick It With a Poke, and y'all, he'll be doing a special little show this Saturday night at 7 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, in the only time zone that matters. Yes, McFaddy will be there. And Gavin, first of all, thank you so much for the call, but for some reason, I'm missing something here, because I'm not having problems getting rid of the little shows out of the podcast app. It's in the iTurbs, where the old ones keep showing up in the cloud, and you can't get those out of your list. So I don't think this is going to solve. But also, you said episodes to keep, and you said click all played, and there is no. There's no option for all played. It says all unplayed, but it's all or all unplayed or most recent or last two, last three, last five, last ten. But anyway, Gavin, thank you so much. But you know, the problem is not with the podcast app per se. Even though I know that there are those that are having problems with it. But anyway, I think the problem is with the iTurds not being able to let you delete the ones that are up in the cloud from your list.
Big Freddy, I'm more confused now than before Gavin started talking.
Well, just wait.
Hello. Kathy. Bacon.
Hey, Fart. It's Bacon. Did I misunderstand? Okay, I could go back and re-listen to the show, but I think you kind of laughed at the fact that I'm essential, and I would laugh too, except I know who my coworkers are. So anyway, I think the essential has to do with, I think it's coming off a list that was made a long time ago, and basically it's based on your accesses to the system and what you can do, and also a little bit of time in attendance, who's reliable and whatnot. But hey, the new news reported today, I just looked at something from the FedSmith, and it says it's not going to end anytime soon. That's my biggest fear. But I did manage to do a debt-to-income ratio, and we're only at 37%, so I really am not concerned at all. I think Mr. can... whoa! That was my last name. Please take that out. I think Mr. Bacon can manage the debt. Okay. Well, if not, send food to P.O. Box 3, what is it, Woodland Hills?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Miss Bacon. And first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you for calling. And by the way, that P.O. Box is P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. However, I wouldn't send any food there because, y'all, that P.O. Box is rarely checked. Rarely checked. Big Fatty, you can say it again. Rarely checked. Yes, Big Fatty. But first, Miss Bacon, I did kerfuffle a little bit, but let me just make this clear. It was all set with love. It was all with love. And I can assure you that you will always be essential. Essential personnel here at the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, especially when she calls back. Well, you know she will.
Hello. Bacon.
Hey, Fat, it's Bacon. I have been dying to have something in common with Baron Frosty, and he's just adorable. I'm listening to their show, and it's like, okay, hello. I wonder what he looked like before Vegas, because he's talking about juicing, and he does not look like he could afford to juice or drop an ounce. But anyway, I finally have something in common with him. Hot ears. Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to keep listening so I can figure out what he did with his hot ears before I call my doctor and sound silly. All right. Anybody else have hot ears, please call in and report it to the BFO. Thank you, 206-337-1438. Goodbye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is Miss Bacon again, of course. And Miss Bacon, thank you for calling. I didn't realize you and Baron, you know, it's odd that someone with the name Baron Frosty would have hot ears. Now, Kathy Bacon, you could understand, because, you know, bacon is sizzling. It's sizzling. You know, and that would cause the hot ears. But Baron Frosty, that sounds, but, you know, sometimes when things get so cold, they feel hot. Freddy, you're just stretching. You're just stretching. Why don't you read us the coupon instead? I'll do it. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it. During lunchtime on Hump Day, went to the Von's East, and y'all, the penny coupon was for a box of the Von's East vanilla wafers, so I picked those up and took them into the coal mine. Somebody will eat those. But y'all, I didn't want to buy too much today because they had the coupon in the insert in the newspaper for the buy $50 worth of groceries and get $10 off the $50 gas card, and but it was only good Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so I'll be going back this weekend to get that. So I went kind of light today, y'all. I got some of those Codon Blue chicken bazooms without the breading on them because they were on sale for buy one, get one free. And I'll get some more of those this weekend. I got me a Caesar solid kit and a Veggie Lover solid kit. Y'all, they had the good coffee on sale, and it was buy one, get one free. I'll get some more of those this weekend also. Plus, I had a dollar off coupon if you bought two bags, so it was even better. Y'all, I got, what is that? I got my fried chicken for lunch. Yes, Big Fatty, got some country ham. Big Fatty, I know it's not spelled C-U-N. No, it's not. Got some boneless chicken cutlets. You know, those were on sale, and I like the cutlets. Y'all, they're thinly sliced, and they don't dry out like the big, thick chicken bazooms. Big Fatty, I needed some wax paper, so I got me a roll of wax paper. Big Fatty, you just living the life, living the life. And y'all, I didn't look old today because I didn't get the senior citizens discount, but I spent $34.75, and y'all, I saved $19.96. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all spotting crazy's been busy. Y'all, last time we were over here, that Miss Bacon spotted Big Fatty being pooped out of a hole. Big Fatty! Y'all, that Peter G's finally sent in some pictures, and y'all, I'm going to have to zoom in good on these. One of them, it says, Fatty's in the, Fats in the Belfry. And y'all, it's a picture of some church, and there's old Big Fatty up in the... in the bell tower. Big Fatty, is that like the Hunchback? No, I think it's just crazy. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, I think it's just a Big Fatty. Y'all, that Peter G also spotted Big Fatty. What does this say? The fat one was spotted in Siena, Italy, just doing his grocery shopping. And, it's just Big Fatty walking down the street. And y'all, I've been to Siena, Italy, so I've been in that general area. Big Fatty, who is that calling you? I don't know who that is. But and y'all, then that frequency spotted Big Fatty. It's Fatty, God of Bacon, Marvel's newest hero. Fatty, God of Bacon, Big Fatty, look at you, hot. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. And Big Fatty, I wonder if the Hattie Duke Pancake Boys spotted you over at the Folsom Street Fair. Well, I don't know, but if they did, JR, would you tell me about it?
Most of us spend our lives just saying the same things over and over and over again.
But Big Fatty, he's a regular subscriber to the BFO.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.